Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. If you're a new listener, we heard on this station Monday through Friday, every day at the same time. Well, it is a Monday, and as I was seeking the Lord as to what He would have me share, I was reflecting on our local church service yesterday, and I trust all of you, as you are able, attend a local church fellowship, because the Word does say we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And in our church, as well as I trust the church you're attending, on a regular basis, we celebrate one of the sacraments, that is the receiving of Holy Communion. And it is a very precious time in the Spirit of the Lord. And I just thought maybe it would be good to review the beginnings and the understandings of what Jesus said about the importance of celebrating the Lord's Supper. So we're going to take just a little bit of time and review, I hope, some familiar passages to you where we can appreciate anew and afresh what God has given us through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'd like to share a few verses from 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. And Paul was, as you know, in the book of Corinthians, he was giving teaching and education and correction in terms of how the church should be, how she should operate in the Spirit of the Lord. And he was making some corrections on the way that Holy Communion had been celebrated. And in verse 23, he begins instruction by saying, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord." That is, if it is taken in an unworthy manner. Verse 28 says, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation." That's what the King James says. It's that word really means judgment. "You eat and drink judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." Why? Because Paul was teaching, and he gave the very words, quoted the words that Jesus said at that Last Supper. This was an important time for the Lord. He was instituting the Lord, what we call the Lord's Supper, and it is something he wanted to be continued, commemorated. Why? Doing it in remembrance of him. But going back to verse 29, he said, "He that eateth or drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh judgment or damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." You see, before that, he was addressing the excesses. He said in verse 22, "What, have ye not houses to eat and drink in, or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not?" And so he was correcting them. one, when you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry and the other is drunken. He was saying this should not take place. For in verse 31, he says, if we would judge ourselves, this is an important scripture to remember. If we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. So this is the purpose, that we understand there is a sacred reverence in which we should approach Holy Communion. Now, as far as the background or what was given in the Bible to foreshadow this wonderful new sacrament of the church, the Israelites were commanded by the Lord through Moses that they needed to celebrate the Passover 1 week every year to commemorate their liberation from their bondage in Egypt. And so the people ate the Passover lamb in remembrance of the blood of the lamb that was applied to the lintel and doorposts of their homes, which saved them from the destroying angel in Egypt. Remember, all the firstborn of man and animal died except those who were under the blood. And this Paschal lamb was also to be a shadow of the eternal Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood was to save all people from the bondage of sin. This Passover feast was to be celebrated until the perfect Lamb of God, Jesus, was sacrificed on Calvary's cross and shed his blood for the ransom of sin. And when Jesus ate what we call the Lord's Supper with his disciples, he gave, in place of the Paschal Lamb, his own precious body and blood to eat and drink. What a blessed privilege Jesus gave to us. We no longer have just 1 week a year in which to eat the Paschal Lamb, if you will, but through Jesus Christ, he has given his people in the New Testament the Lamb slain for all men, for all sins, and we can feast at the Lord's Supper on the true body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and not only once a year, but as often as we desire. And so, as I said, with most churches, there is a regular remembrance of the Holy Communion, and the church partakes of it as a body. But also, I know many people who take Holy Communion at home. Sometimes they do it every day. This feast, remember Jesus said, in doing it, you remember me. As oft as you do it, remember me. And this feast is called the Lord's Supper because Jesus instituted it after eating the Passover supper with his disciples. It is the communion of the body and blood of Christ with bread and wine, a communion of and with believers with Christ, and a communion of believers with one another. Just a few hours after Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, he endured the awful agonies of Gethsemane and the terrible sufferings which end with his death on the cross. And Jesus knew that all these sufferings were coming because he had spoken about them to his disciples on many occasions. But Jesus forgot himself entirely and rejoiced in the privilege of dedicating his holy body and blood as God's means of grace for the sanctification and preservation and ransom for the people on earth. And with the bread and wine, we receive the body and blood of Christ. Christ is really present in this communion feast. We receive the same body that was crucified for our sins, but we also receive that same resurrected body of Jesus Christ. We receive the same blood that was shed for our sins, our redemption, and we receive his blood in the glorified, resurrected state that we serve and know him now. And we simply need to take Jesus at his word. When Jesus said, "Take, eat, this is my body," and when Jesus said, "Take, drink, this is my blood," we can accept his words, and we do that in the act of eating and drinking. The Old Testament covenant was made at Mount Sinai when God gave his people the Ten Commandments, and it was sealed with the blood of oxen. That's Exodus 24. And the new covenant, remember he said, this is the covenant in my blood. This is the new covenant. It was instituted with the suffering and death of Jesus Christ and made and sealed by his blood. We're no longer bound by the rules and laws of the Old Testament, except the Ten Commandments. We now live under the rule of grace. We live under the perfect law of liberty. And in that great rule of salvation, which now reads, "Believe in and on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Christ's body was given and his blood was shed that we might receive the forgiveness of sins. If we partake in the Lord's Supper, it is true that we receive all that Christ's body and blood represent. What is in the communion? Well, there's forgiveness of sins. That's why we judge ourselves and search our hearts to see if there's anything we need to repent of, as well as physical healing. The food that we eat each day nourishes our body, doesn't it? It gives renewed life and strength. So also the body and blood of Jesus Christ, through his word and through the Lord's Supper, we are strengthened. His word strengthens our faith, our hope, and our love, and preserves us for eternal life. Jesus is life and salvation. He is victory. He is healing. He is deliverance in our lives. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown by, and we will continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. A few final thoughts, and I thank you for joining me. And as always, I do give an invitation for you to write and share your prayer requests. This is a ministry of prayer and correspondence, which the Lord raised up in 1965 with my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass, and we've continued every day with prayer and the ministry of correspondence, as well as daily radio, since that time. So if the Lord's moving on you, I invite you to write. He's got a reason for doing that, and it's best to obey him. The announcer will give our contact information. I want you to know my UCM partners, my radio family, I pray for you every day, and I love you with all my heart. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.